The Chubb Rock Show with Sideman, Baby, Carol Blackman, and Kiki. When you think about songs, you think about songwriting. You think about brilliance when it comes to music. You think about me. No, well, forget me. You think about these two cats right here. Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis. The discography is endless. Hello, gentlemen.
How you doing, bro?
Hey, man, it's an honor to have you guys on, and this is incredible. Okay, so I'm going to start with a side question that has nothing to do with the new project. Why didn't you guys do more music with Lisa Keys? Because let me tell you, man.
Yeah, that same thing, man.
Yeah, that queen's voice was incredible.
Yeah, she was amazing. She was like our secret weapon up in Minneapolis when we were making the records up there. She was basically on everything. For people that look at liner notes back in that day and read the credits on the records, you see her voice. You'll hear her voice, but you'll also see her in the credits of pretty much everything that we did, particularly like Alexander O'Neill back in those days. Alex and Sherelle and all those records. You know, she's amazing. Amazing, man. And it's nice now that she's getting a lot of love because of her record that's out right now, Damage,
yeah.
Which basically, kind of was inspired by Making Love in the Rain, the song we did with Herb Alpert back in the day. But the lead vocal on that song, on the original song, was Lisa Keith. So now people are recognizing, oh, shoot, that was the voice on that original song. So, you know, she's getting love that's definitely deserved.
Yeah, man, I've been a fan of hers from the beginning, man, from the beginning. I was, when Making Love in the Rain came out, I said, oh, well, she must be next. You know, I'm going to expect to see an album here, so always wanted to ask that question. All right, so
we did an album with her, by the way. It's probably tough to find, but we actually did, back when we had Perspective Records back in that day, we actually did do a full-length album on her. That's really good. So
I need to find that out.
Yeah, definitely.
We are just scratching the surface with this incredible duo of songwriting. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, you know all the songs, and they got a new project coming up. We're going to get more details when we come back. The Chubb Rock Show with Sideman Braybra. The Chubb Rock Show with Sideman Baby, Carol Blackman, and Kiki Moore, with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, Grammy Award winning producers, songwriters, probably the best to ever do it in our generation, man. And they have a new album that's coming out soon. All their production, all their songwriting, various artists. I want to know more about this. Now, on a technical side of this, I mean, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis always had somewhat of a sound. So now that you fast forward a bunch of decades here, what about the using of certain instruments, like certain old school classic synths and things of that nature, or however you doing the drums and drum machines and whatever, to now this total divulge into electronic production and apps and plugins? And I think I remember at one point you guys had like a legendary, maybe a Harrison board at some point back in the day, if I'm not
mistaken.
Yeah,
we did. Oh, man. Okay. All right. So you on it, brother. Yeah, no, we sure did.
Hey, brother. I'm a fan, brother, and I'm a serious music tech guy. And now you got plugins and you got all this other kind of stuff going on. So project somewhat of a combination of those two styles? Or?
Well, I think we always do a combination of everything because we are open to anything. Technically, we try to embrace whatever's new and use it. But, you know, the thing that's always consistent is no matter what, we always end up playing and performing the actual musicianship.
Right.
And so that always keeps it really consistent no matter what the technology is.
You know, it's interesting. So some of the one and done's, we talked about Lisa Keith and this new album. Well, this hybrid of older ideas that have been conformed into this new atmosphere here. What about Force MDs? I mean, that was another one and done. You only did one song for them, which happens to be the smash for them.
Yeah, well, Force MDs was, that came together interestingly because that was from the movie Crush Groove,
right?
Tender Love. That was the origin of that. And we were asked basically to write a song for a scene in the movie, which was like a love scene with Sheila Lee and that, and it was like, write the song. So we wrote the song, and we didn't know who the artist was. And then I think the movie producers were the ones that actually picked the artist. They were the ones that said, oh, okay, Force MDs is going to sing this. And we were like, okay, cool. And they came up to Minneapolis, sang it, killed it. And then, but that was it. I mean, it wasn't really like our relationship with them or that kind of thing where we chose them. They were just chosen. We wrote the song and we did it, and it worked out great. And so, that was sort of a one and done, but that was just kind of a different situation with that. But, you know, obviously one of our classics. And at first, I think that was our first actual top 10, like pop pop hit that we had was Tender Love. And it opened up people to think about us. At that point in time, everybody thought of us either related to the Minneapolis sound, obviously, with the time and all that, or they thought of us as, like, you know, the funky records, you know, we were doing. And all of a sudden, they had, like, a piano record where everybody was like, wait, who did that? Oh, wait, they did that? You know, and that was cool. So it really opened up a whole lot of opportunities for us that weren't there before. So shout out to the Force MDs.
The Force MDs, yeah. Friends of mine. Are you even understanding the legacy of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and the amount of songs they have written out here? Music is a gift, and these guys are Santa Claus. We got more with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
The Chub Rock Show with Sideman Baby, Sideman
Blackman, and Kiki. Still here with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. I told you, music today. Straight music. I have a question. Your music teacher at that high school or wherever where you and Prince went to, this person needs to get some kind of big award. I'm telling you, this music teacher here. I don't know where Terry Lewis went to school, but I know you and Prince went to the same school, and that music teacher, Jesus, man, somebody needs to find his name and put his name out there, because there's clearly something in the water or something around the halls there, man, as far as music. Now, you guys are music experts, man. I mean, how do you guys feel about the state of music right now?
We both feel like that music is in a actually really good place. I think there's some outstanding new artists, such as her, that, you know, to me, I mean, she'd be great in any era because she is a lover of music and she studies.
Yeah, she's great.
And that's always the precursor for me. Like, when people study, they know more, therefore you can do more. I think with people like her out there, we're going to be just fine in terms of artistry and music.
What about time stamping of music? I mean, you know, Marvin Gaye had his What's Going On, and people had, you know, various songs that reflect the times. What about a Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis song or anthem that reflects these unprecedented times? Anything like that on the new album?
Well, I think there's that. When I think about songs like that, I think about, you know, once again, I think great songs are timeless. So I think about, in our kind of discography, I think of Rhythm Nation.
Definitely.
As a statement that's, you know, that was made that unfortunately still seems very resonant and very relevant today of where we're at in society. So I think that's the case. I also think of a song, our favorite song that we've ever been involved with is Optimistic by Sounds of Blackness. And that was a song that got played, I remember 4 years ago, after the election 4 years ago, that song got played a lot when people needed to be uplifted and try to put some positivity back in their lives in some way. I've heard it played a lot recently because of the election results this time around, where people feel like, you know, you need that music to empower you and to make you feel good and make you feel positive. So that's always been a theme of our music, and kind of what we think about music being kind of the divine art, where we feel like it can communicate and lift people in a way that nothing else can. So we do have a song on the new album that we feel will be kind of, I don't know whether I would call it an anthem, because I think that's kind of, we can't really write an anthem. An anthem happens when people embrace it and then make it an anthem, right?
Right,
we can write a
organically.
Good song. Yes.
Yeah.
So I think we have a song like that that is not in the way of Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, which to me is the ultimate, you know, of all time album, my favorite album of all time. If you think about what Marvin did, lyrically, it was very much on point to what he was talking about. But sonically, it was almost like a lullaby. It wasn't a harsh record. It was a very beautifully done record. And I think that one of the things we're trying to do with this album is make beautiful music that lyrically is poignant and addresses some things, but does it in a way where it can relate to everybody in their own way, no matter what they're going through in their lives. But we definitely have a song that we're excited about with an artist we're really excited about that I think will, once again, uplift people and send a message out there that people can interpret the way they want to, but it's not so like on the nose where we're telling you what to think.
Right.
We're giving you a feeling and you can take it and be energized with it and do with it what you will.
A little bit more with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis hanging out with me the whole day. The Chub Rock Show with Sideman Baby. The Chub Rock Show with Sideman Baby, Carole Blackman, and Kiki. It has been incredible. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis hanging out with me half the show. This is incredible. They don't do interviews, man. So to have this opportunity to speak to these legendary songwriters was a blessing. Jam and Lewis, Volume 1. Man, I can't wait for this album. I will be dissecting it forensically. forensically when I get it. Forensically, man, because I get records and I have a tech side of me. I want to find out. I want to see the intricacies of, you know, what's happening here. And where that keyboard sounded like it's this and it's that and this and boom. Because it's just an incredible time, man, for music and brilliance. And you guys always keep doing it. So I really appreciate you. You know, it's interesting. You know, little last side question. You guys have never done a whole soundtrack to a movie yet, have you? Like the whole thing, like Curtis Mayfield has done and Barry White and Isaac Hayes and these guys of the 70s. Have you guys done the whole scoring of a movie before?
Not the scoring. I mean, we've done, we did Hostella Got a Groove Back. We did all the songs on that. And we did, we were involved really heavily with Fighting Temptations and we were involved very heavily with Mo Money. But no, we haven't done like where it's like the score and the songs and all of that together. We have not done that yet. So thank you for reminding us of that. We do have something else.
You got something else to do.
Something else we need to do. We thought we were done.
No, you did. You did everything. Everything but that. Everything but that. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I really appreciate it. It's an honor, man. I met you guys for the first time at the Black Music Honors a few years back. It was my first time ever getting the chance to even be around you guys, man. And that was, it's just an honor to meet you guys. You guys are music. You guys are music, man. You don't do music. You guys are music. And I truly appreciate you guys allowing me to have this blessing here. And I wish you all the best with the album. But music, real music, never needs anything but to be played. Keep doing it, man. Keep touching those keyboards. Terry Lewis, keep touching the keyboards, Playboy. Jimmy Jam, love you guys, man.
Love you back, brother.
Thanks, Joe.
Stay well.
Yeah, you too.
Boy, do I love this job. Coming up, Ratchet News. And again, big shout out to Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and all the beautiful music you have given us over the years. No birthdays today. I'm just so excited that I had the legends on. Hopefully you love their music and you love the music of the past. More music in the future. Just big shout out to those brothers. We'll go back to the birthdays and the Black Facts tomorrow. Let's get back to this music, though. The Chubb Rock Show with Cy-Man, Baby, Carol Blackman, and Kiki. Big shout, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis.